Welcome to the Exec MBA Podcast. I'm Brett Twitty, Director of Admissions for the Executive Formats of the Darden MBA, and you are listening to our 12th episode. Hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving and your holiday season is off to a great start. On this episode, I'd like to feature an interview I recorded with Meredith Aronson. Meredith is a member of our class of 2018. She is in our Roslyn section, and I sat down to talk with her about a lot of different things, how she chose Darden, why she decided to pursue an MBA, how she decided upon the Roslyn section, how Roslyn in Charlottesville compare, you know, as students think about their options, why a student might choose Roslyn, why a student might choose Charlottesville. Also talked a little bit with her about the advice that she would have for prospective students considering Darden's executive formats and how you balance school and work and life as you go through our program. So, without further ado, here is my interview with Meredith Aronson. Meredith, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So for our listeners at home, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who are you? What do you do?
Awesome. Yeah, Meredith Aronson. I'm, as Brett just said, an executive MBA format here in Roslyn. Currently right now, I lead strategy and partnerships for the National Fitness Foundation, which is a congressionally chartered foundation started here in 2010 in Washington, D.C. We're focused on ensuring that all kids are prepared for a lifetime of health and fitness, developing innovative and creative partnerships to ensure that our kids are prepared to be active and healthy into their adulthood.
So how did you get into that work?
Crazy story, I would say. Luck is, I think, a very good word to use in reference to my career. Following when I graduated from the University of Virginia from undergrad as an economics major, I came up to the Washington, D.C. area, and I found myself in an internship at the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition, which is an office of the Department of Health and Human Services. During the Obama administration, the President's Council had a very close relationship with the First Lady and her Let's Move initiative and working to support her initiative to end childhood obesity within a generation. I spent a lot of time working in conjunction with the White House on those key priorities for over the past 5 years of the administration, or the last 5 years of the administration. And during that time, there was also a charter that was started in Congress to help create a foundation that would support the mission of the President's Council to ensure that the efforts towards the mission of the President's Council could be sustained between any administration. So I came into the foundation, coincidentally, at the same time that I started Darden, into this new position where I was tasked with my colleague of building the foundation of the foundation. So we've been developing the strategy and vision for the organization, which has been great to coincide that with my academic experience to help solidify a foundation that can endure for the long term.
How has that been, starting a new role, essentially, and the program at the same time? I'm sure it's a full plate.
Yeah, no, I was very fortunate to come into a role where I knew what the expectations were. Certainly, I knew it was not going to be an easy road to manage a full-time job and also going to school full-time. But I had a very supportive boss and board to be able to support this endeavor. But I do think I've been able to take a lot of the skills that I've learned and apply them immediately, particularly as a startup nonprofit where there's a lot of opportunity for leadership and development. I had the autonomy to apply a lot of those skill sets immediately, ranging from the leadership principles that we learn and how to manage a team, also to strategy and marketing, able to see how to create a solid foundation so that these priorities are driving the largest impact possible for our nation's youth.
So you're in our class of 2018, which for those listeners who know a little bit about the history of our executive MBA program, your class was the first class that could choose Charlottesville or Roslyn. So for you to choose Roslyn, obviously it wasn't something that had existed prior to that point. I mean, we had done the executive MBA program for about a decade, but it was a new location. How did you think through sort of choosing your location or section?
Yeah, well, conveniently, the Roslyn location is less than a mile from my house, so that was quite an appeal. But I remember when we talked probably back in March of last year and having that conversation. I originally got an email as an alumni from the university and from undergrad, and Roslyn popped out to me. I had good confidence that I would be able to manage a program so close to my house, conveniently located, and be able to manage that accordingly. Certainly, I love Charlottesville. I love everything about it. I remember joking when we were having our first conversation that this would be me filling out my 4 years at the university since I transferred into UVA as an undergrad. So I'm very proud to be able to have that full University of Virginia experience complemented with Darden. But for me, having the convenience of being, especially with my new job, being close, it was a pretty easy decision for me. But I'd also say the big driver was the starting class on Thursday versus starting class on Friday. So for me, only taking one day off a week was important. I recognize that I lost my weekends in many ways because of that. But relative to some of my other peers who have support from their organizations as well, taking Thursday and Friday off as a smaller nonprofit that's running a million miles per hour would have been a bit more challenging for me.
Yeah, so as a little bit more detail around what Meredith shared here, we have two locations, Charlottesville and Roslyn. Charlottesville on our once-a-month weekend residencies follows a Thursday, Friday, Saturday schedule, and Roslyn follows a Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule. So in terms of the difference between number of days out of the office, it actually works out to be about 12 days per location between formats. So Roslyn, EMBA, 33 days out of the office versus Charlottesville, EMBA, which is 45 days out of the office. So for folks who are trying to minimize their time away from work, Roslyn may make more sense, although we've had a lot of students, as they think about schedule, having that Sunday free is an important thing, too. So, and you also get to spend, as a Roslyn section student, you get to spend a little bit of time in Charlottesville, right? And the leadership residencies at the beginning and end. So it's not all Roslyn all the time. And, one of the nice things for us is, as we rolled out Roslyn as an option in D.C. area, felt like it not only gave people in the D.C. market a local option, but it also, for those people who are traveling from further away, you now have two airports. And we've seen some of that geographic diversity develop in the class. But funnily enough, not everyone who's traveling a great distance chooses Roslyn, right? You have a member of your class from Los Angeles, for example, who is in the Charlottesville section, and you got folks from New York who have chosen Charlottesville, and we have a student in the class of 2019 from Houston who has chosen Charlottesville. So sometimes it is about sort of that context that people are looking for. So.
Yeah, and I think that the big decision, I think, for a lot of folks is having an academic-like environment. Certainly, the Darden team has done a great job of creating a classroom environment here in the Northern Virginia area. But some people want to have the holistic Charlottesville on-ground experience, which as a University of Virginia alum from undergrad, I very much appreciate that experience, and I think it is something that's very special. And so I always look forward to the times when I can go down there even as a part of the Roslyn cohort. It's always nice to get down to Charlottesville and have that intimate academic experience. Whereas here in the Northern Virginia area, there's different interests in staying connected to Washington, D.C. and having that connection to go do fun activities on the weekend with your classmates after class, which is a different dynamic than being in Charlottesville.
Yeah, I think I've heard about Nats games and karaoke, and we just had a party with a bunch of your classmates. One of your fellow students hosted the class at their house. It's been great to see y'all have that esprit de corps still, because I think that's one of the things people ask about all the time is, solidarity within the class. Given that we do have a fair number of students that are based here in the D.C. area, does everybody just scatter? Do they actually spend time together?
Yeah, I think on the weekends, as prospective students thinking about that connectedness, I very much look forward to the weekends friends where we can come together because we do stay together. There are always different activities, whether it's we organized the other weekend, a time where we all went to the park and played different games, and we had volleyball and football and basketball and tennis. Yeah, got a little, well, I got a little competitive my college basketball days coming out. But it was a lot of fun. But we had probably 30 or so people show up, and that was just a spontaneous opportunity to come hang out. And so those moments, we all create them. And I think you come into the weekend on Friday, you're somewhat anxious about the long weekend ahead. But as soon as you see your classmates and peers, it becomes second nature to get excited about the long days that you're going to have because you're amongst your friends.
And even here in Roslyn, it's worth noting that the weekend residencies are designed to be residential in nature in the sense that everybody has a hotel room. You have lodgings provided for the Friday and Saturday evenings. So even if you're based, you know, a mile from where we have class here in Roslyn, you still have a hotel room. So if you want to get out of your life, and you know, it's funny to hear people talk about that. Like some of the students who are locally based do use their room, and it's like in the sense of like, just nice to kind of remove themselves for a couple of days and just be able to focus on school.
Yeah, I've stayed in the – I have not – I think I stayed home one night during the time, but I take advantage of that. The convenience is great. Frequently we'll hang out in the hotel lobby and socialize after dinner, go to the local bar around the corner. So I stay the mile away, which I laugh at myself every time as I take a suitcase to go less than a mile, but it's well worth it.
Well, it's a busy weekend. I mean, you go from 10 to 5:30 on the first day, 8 to 5:30 on the second day, last day 8 to 3:30. So having been around for some of those weekend residencies, and when you get to that final day, you really do feel like people have been doing quite a bit of work, and there's obviously a lot of stuff that goes on around the around the residency. So it's an action-packed 2-3 days.
Absolutely.
So big story for us here in Roslyn is that we now have officially confirmed that we will have Darden space. We've been operating out of a smaller office and also having our classes meet at the Waterview Conference Center, and hopefully by early March we'll have a couple floors at 1100 Wilson Boulevard, the 30th and 31st floor, that will be Darden. And so for those of us who've been on the advanced team, and certainly for our, I think for our students who have been up here in Roslyn, it's got to be an exciting moment to see you finally put that stake in the ground and say, no, we're really here now. So
yeah, absolutely. I think being a part of the first class, I think there are a lot of unknowns, but I look at it as opportunities to help shape the future of this experience. And I think it's been really exciting to see how students are taking ownership and responsibility to help make this program as best as it can be. And it can every month and quarter, we can continue to see these advancements being made. So I can only imagine what this next chapter will look like in our own space.
Well, the thing that's been great about your class is that y'all have had this pioneering attitude. So to your point of seeing things as opportunities, I felt like you've been great about sharing feedback. This is what we like. This is maybe where we think there's some opportunity for improvement. And dispositionally, I think from a programmatic standpoint, we couldn't have asked for a better group. You know, sort of you think about, you know, being the first group to go through something, there will be some learning opportunities for everybody involved. But you've done a great job collectively owning it. And now to see your class starting student organizations, you got 5 or 6 now in the executive formats, got some blog posts that went up recently about a few of them and more to come. Just to see all that happen and the sort of leadership that your class is taking, sort of charting the next however many years of the executive MBA program, it's been exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. I think you continually learn a lot from your peers, too, in terms of not only just taking initiative and leadership, but coming together to help build something together. And I certainly had that perspective coming in. I recognized that this was a really unique opportunity to be a part of something from the ground up. And I think a lot of us take pride in that.
So one of the things I think prospective students ask most about is the time commitment and how do you manage that. And we've asked some of the folks on the podcast about how you manage the time. How do you juggle all the things that are going on in your life with school? And so what would be your advice, prospective student asks, Meredith, how do you do this? How do you manage these things?
Yeah, I think first, I think coming in with some personal goals and expectations about what you hope to get out of the program. Everybody's going to be a little bit different in their expectations, but having a realization of your own personal goals is really important. And the reason I say that is because as we look at what I think is the number one thing that you'll get out of the executive MBA program is being able to prioritize your life. And so I've learned a lot about how to prioritize things that are important, how to ensure that I'm delivering on all aspects of my life. And I think it really challenges you to be able to prioritize what's important. And so for me, I've had good expectations of what I hope to get out of the program coming into it. Did I expect to get the highest mark on every exam or paper? No, but I knew that coming in, I wanted to learn. I wanted to be surrounded by my peers, but also not give up the other aspects of my life. So I had a pretty early on expectation level setting with myself to say, I'm not going to let this become my entire identity. The point of Darden is to be able to have that holistic perspective. And I think a lot of people learn that along the way in their Darden journey. But my advice would be to really think about that as you go into the program. How are you going to help yourself prioritize? And you'll continually get better about it throughout your time. But starting with that key question of what do you hope to get out of it, you'll learn how to prioritize. And I can only imagine what May will look like when I can start to prioritize new elements of my life in different ways than I have been before.
That's right. Because at the time of this recording, you're about 14 months in. Who's counting?
Yeah.
So that leaves about 7 months to go. What are you most looking forward to? Like, what do you hope to accomplish, or what's really exciting to you about the months ahead?
Yeah, I think it's a continual learning opportunity. Now we're about almost October, which is hard to believe. We're starting electives and continually getting an opportunity to focus in on some content areas that individuals are more excited about in terms of the academic subjects. So I'm excited to get into the elective set. And I'm also just excited to continue to leverage the Darden community. I think another piece of advice that I would share with prospective students or current students hoping to get more out of their experience is Darden is a community, and having the opportunity to connect with and learn from alumni, connect with new students, and just maximize the time that we have here. A lot of times people don't really know how to do that until we get later on in the program. So as I look towards the last 8 or so months, how am I able to capitalize on that and continue to see all that Darden has to provide?
So are there any electives in particular you're excited about taking?
I'm particularly excited about just more of the marketing courses. We're just wrapping up our first core course in marketing. So I'm excited about the marketing and strategy courses coming up. But also I'm really excited about the leadership courses that I'll be taking as electives. I think that that's one of the core principles, of course, of Darden in terms of developing global leaders. But for me, those are the courses that you can immediately apply in terms of daily interactions with your colleagues and certainly your peers as well. So I'm excited about those courses because I hope coming out of Darden that those principles instilled in us can be something that I take with me throughout the rest of my life.
So oftentimes when we talk about leadership, one of the big parts about developing as a leader at Darden is the case method, right? So this learning process that puts you in that leadership position repeatedly, right? So asking you, what should we do here? What decisions should we make? Been asking some of the current students to explain, you know, how you might describe what goes on in the case method or what the learning experience is like to a prospective student. What would you share or highlight about the case method?
Yeah, I think the case method is certainly very unique to Darden. What I think is really unique about it, particularly with the executive format, is that you have your peers are industry professionals across the board. So as we talked about earlier, flying in from all over the world, a variety of different perspectives, coming from different cultural backgrounds, having different levels of experience, you have a wealth of knowledge in the room. And I feel as though the case method is where that really comes to light. With the case method, depending on the subject that it's in, you'll have a case that will have a variety of different questions, but then you also have technical support. So one thing that I think is sometimes gets lost is, you know, it's only the case, and then you're supposed to go figure out this accounting problem set. But we actually have good technical support as well, which I find very helpful to ensure that I'm learning the foundations that are supposed to be applied within the case. I think the classroom conversations are a lot more dynamic. You're able to apply a variety of different skill sets in every case. So even if it is an accounting case, there are many times where leadership principles or strategy are coming into the conversation. So it's a lot easier for the professors, particularly with the executive format, where they have good insights on the courses that you're will or have taken or will be taking, to understand how to integrate those dynamics into the course content. So as a year plus into the program, it's really those conversations continue to be more dynamic. And I think just having an opportunity to get real life industry perspectives are very unique to the case method. We have doctors, we have lawyers, we have a variety of different industries there. And so we're able to hear right from the source on particular topics.
So one last question here. So hopefully we have prospective students listening to the podcast and thinking about, you know, sort of the next step. The one question I think we've asked everybody is, so why Darden? Why would you say, oh, you got to do this, or you should really think strongly about Darden?
Yeah, I think for me, it was always Darden in terms of my process, the process of looking at programs. I think that we talked about it a little bit on the podcast, but I think that the community is unparalleled. The friends that I've made, the support that I felt from the faculty, and just the opportunity that I've seen as I'll grow into being an alumni down the road. It's special. I think it's to sum it up, it's just a really special community, and I feel very proud to be a part of it. And I think as someone who wants to have that connection and community with people that genuinely care about those that are in the community, this is the right place for you.
Well, Meredith, thank you so much for being on the podcast today, and best of luck in the remaining months of the program.
Thank you.
Meredith Aronson, MBA Format student in our class of 2018. Of course, if you have any comments, suggestions, requests, any topic you'd like for us to cover here on the Exec MBA podcast, let us know. It can be reached at exec, that's EXECMBA, at darden.virginia.edu. And until next time, as always, thanks for listening.